that the male, by means of intricate siphons, should be said to offer in his forelimbs a drop of nutrient-rich spittle to the mouthparts of the female or world, preserving the drop's perfect sphere. The female or world shall draw the offering through her gift vault, in which everywhere a pressure inwards on the fluid content to reinforce those sympathies between her chambered narthex and the reed boat of heaven, conveys by chains of imperial waterlocks the gift forth to her interior, where it may assume the englobed priority of a sky over that interior wilderness. Her abdomen, its duomo, a ribbed pearlinity, which reflection slurred with zephyrs, comes an unexpected summons from the steeply garden thereunto. You may enter this valley, and your body become a field of colored dots. For there lay once such a place, which to enter, and my body nothing but colored dots. As I passed over that threshold, each dot the entire field thereof, equidistant each from the other, back bedroom to breezeway, heard it said, come, enter the valley, and your body, that very streaming, as with slow weathers, through which leaves vibrate, water pearls. Here are quiet domes of talking, outer boundary of awareness, strained through a net, that in the reposabilities may begin the dreaming, hem of the centralizing hurry, broken into animals, moods, while aromatic night, filtered through the sky's dark ambient, skews like a gliss. Its leaves vibrate, thoughts as if camphorated, jeweled, outer surface of awareness, a hammered gold of sun disks, of spiral tufts, passage of hours, empurpled within the chronofusion, become auras around these dormancies, and sleep a vast wet buzz, secreted along the face of the visible in a honeydew, mana pushed out of the gut of the world, so as in the nature of soft astonishment to tranquilize the male throb, that plasma of strict expectancy for which nourishment, all taste for dominion over time lost, and time itself, that wise, lost, without consciousness of effort, the flask of mind loosened, with each drop, in grid pressure, shall sensation break into sky grains and colored dots, that body, its estuaries of realm, all facades, their rhythmic pulsations, islanded in the dark Verona, shall on trembling mirrors feed and drink that paradise like a milk.